The Cooper-Clayton method is similar to a lot of programs in the fact that it combines group support with a nicotine replacement product. The biggest difference is probably just that it's offered here locally. Some of the programs are online-based or telephone counseling, but this really focuses on that group support piece.
One of the unique aspects of the program beginning on the 14th is that it's being provided online. How will that work? Can you walk me through the steps of how the program works?
Sure. The online program, we follow the same method as the in-person Cooper-Clayton class, except all of the materials are uploaded onto a website. So when someone registers, we have them fill out all their information, and then we'll actually mail them the Cooper-Clayton book so they have that on hand. However, then all the extra additional materials and support components are through a website. In place of a group support session that you would have in person, we do a live chat session on the website.
And that must be a really good support group, being able to access that. Is it available anytime online?
Participants can access it anytime. A live facilitator is only on at set times, once a week for an hour. But if participants were to get on at the same time, they would be able to communicate with each other.
So they can share what they're going through in real time.
Yes, they can. And that's probably the biggest component that we see of making a program successful, is that people going through the same things together, if they can share those experiences, because they know what each other are experiencing at that moment.
Is the success rate of people quitting by using an online program the same as with people using an in-person program?
Success rates for different programs vary quite a bit. There's a wide range. With Cooper-Clayton, we see about a 30% success rate, and we have seen similar success rates in the web-based version of Cooper-Clayton.
How does that compare with people who try to quit on their own?
In general, if someone is utilizing a behavior modification program and some type of medication such as the nicotine replacement products, then that's where they're going to see their highest success rate, which is much higher than quitting alone or quitting cold turkey.
One of the great parts about this program is that the Northern Kentucky Health Department is offering it for free, but there might be some personal expenses. What are those?
We do provide the books for free and all the materials. The only expense is if someone chooses to use the nicotine replacement product. Those costs would be at their own expense. However, we do like to point out that a lot of times that ends up being the same, if not cheaper, than what they would be spending on cigarettes.
You can find out how to get more information about the Cooper-Clayton Smoking Cessation Program online through the Northern Kentucky Health Department on our website at WNKU.org under Regional News. Megan Folker, thank you.
Thanks for having us.